Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Simon O'Donnell.
It is on everywhere in here, boys. Spot fires all over the place.
It is all happening indeed. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're all well, one and all. Welcome to Summer Breakfast for another week. It is Monday, the 28th day of November. Where is the year going? But I know where we're going today. We've got a hamburger with a lot in store for you, thanks to McCafe, our official coffee partner. Former Socceroo, Melbourne Victory legend Archie Thompson will join us at 7:40. What a weekend it has been at the World Cup over in Qatar. And what a weekend it was for the Melbourne Football Club and their AFLW side. A big weekend, the Demons winning their first premiership in the women's competition. And the Melbourne Footy Club president, Kate Roffey, will join us out of 8 o'clock. It's draft night tonight, night one of two. Fox Footy's Ben Waterworth will join us. He's been following it very closely. Aussie cricket legend Brett Lee as well, as we count down to the first test against the Windies. Questions without notice. It is absolutely all happening in here. Where do I start? I'll tell you what I do. I look right over this microphone at the smiling face of Simon O'Donnell. Welcome to your scoop.
Good morning, Sam. Nice to be here. Good to be part of it.
How's your weekend?
Yeah, good weekend. Good weekend. Watched a bit of, consumed a bit of sport, local and domestic and international.
And you voted?
Voted.
No, how'd you go?
Early doors.
Oh, I went on Saturday. I got a message from my Dan Andrews on Saturday morning.
Oh, isn't that
just
nice?
Wishing me well with my vote.
Personally?
And just personally. And he was kind enough to attach a little YouTube link as well, so I could watch a nice little video on why my vote matters. However.
What a good idea.
I've got something to say about the democracy sausage I consumed. I think it might have broken the record for the world's most expensive democracy sausage in bread.
Why?
What if I was to tell you that this democracy sausage cost me $5?
Oh, mate, please.
$5.
Did not.
$5 on election day morning.
Mate, $2 at the Clinton cattle sale.
Mind you, it was at my boys' local school, primary school, so the proceeds were going to the school, so I had no issue with it. But $5 a snag. I bought four. And the guy said, that'll be $20. I said, what?
How do you say you had no issue with it?
Well, because the money.
The first thing you've brought up this morning is you had a very expensive democracy sausage.
So my
now you're saying you have no issue with it. My word, you have an issue with
my
it.
My first thought was, 20? So you made a mistake. And then I said, no, stop yourself. The money's going to the school. So that's okay. That's all right.
You asked for a re-ad.
I'll tell you where I did go. That was excellent value for money over the weekend. You know I went there because we got the vouchers.
I knew you were in my side of town.
I went to the goat.
I felt it.
I went to the goat. I went to La Cabra. It was magnificent. It really was good. Bloody good service. You know, a young staff, but attentive, fast, knew what they were talking about, relaxed environment, kids had a ball, wife had a ball. I couldn't fault it.
What'd you have?
Camberwell Road in Hawthorne East there. I had this was the thing. I wanted to ask the waitress. I said, I'm tossing up between the slow cow burrito and the chili prawn fajita. And she didn't hesitate. Fajita every time. Well, I am a sucker
for
a good fajita.
Chili prawn fajita.
Yep. Magnifico, that was. And a nice little rum cocktail to wash it down.
Oh, a little rum cocktail,
yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, little concoction there.
Right.
Oh, geez, it was good.
Yeah.
I honestly, in all seriousness, I recommend it. You know, typical sort of, you know, just clean, fresh, good ingredients, good recipes, good drinks, good service. Couldn't fault it, to be honest.
Yeah, good.
Get yourself down there, Scoop.
How long did it take you to get back to the hood then?
No, it wasn't too bad. It was when the storm was rolling in on Saturday night. But we got back fine. It was probably about 25 minutes back across the other side of town that time of the night. Mm. Pretty easy.
Good.
Now, speaking of recipes, how DIY are you in the kitchen? Like you make a lot of things from scratch?
I wouldn't say a lot. I'm a cooker.
Yeah, meats.
Very much so. Fish. And I'm a basic salad maker because I like meat to be the main part of any dish I do.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, well, that's what I do. So my salads are pretty basic. I'm a coleslaw man as well.
Yes.
Try some different dressings with it, but generally I'm pretty basic in the kitchen outside of the staples. My staple will be something to do with meat.
Because Benny Lyon, who's assumed producing responsibilities now for our little summer breakfast stint.
Which means we've got to get in a bit earlier and
be more prepared.
We won't get much back up.
What we got back the other way this morning was, lo and behold, he made a spaghetti bolognese. He was very proud of himself. But he said, I made it all from scratch. I thought, oh, what do you mean by from scratch? And he said, no, well, I chopped the celery, the onion, the carrot, and the bacon. I got some red wine. I got some tomato paste, some chicken stock. I'm thinking, this sounds pretty good. And then he says, and then I put in milk. Milk in the bolognese.
I've heard of cream.
A cup of milk in the bolognese sauce. But I'm intrigued because it's a as it turns out, quite a polarizing topic, dairy in the bolognese.
Is it?
Yes. Some will die for it and some will die to avoid it. By the way, wow. The ENS open line, 1-300-736-736, the Temper 40 Wings text 0433981116. What's your DIY special? Mine's pizza. Love the two P's, pizza and pancakes. I reckon I'll make a mean pancake.
Do you make the dough for the pizza or do you buy it from the supermarket?
I make the dough. I make it all. And the pancakes I've taken to splitting the eggs, beating the egg whites, really making a song and dance about
you?
It. But it's worth it.
Is
it? Just gives them that beautiful, fluffy consistency.
And what do you have on your pancakes?
Just very simple operator. Just a bit of maple syrup in the morning.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe a couple of strawberries on top for good measure.
Wow.
Big weekend.
And what do you have in your pizza?
I'm exploring. Hot salami is probably the favourite. Like a spicy salami.
Yeah. Yep. But what do you have with it? You got to break that down a bit, don't you?
Oh, a bit of buffalo mozzarella.
Capsicum?
Tomato? No capsicum. Straight up and down. Less is more. Less is more, Scoop.
It's pretty basic. Well, if I'm coming around for dinner, you're going to slide me up a pizza with salami and buffalo cheese on it.
And tomato base, and a nice little bit of hot honey on the top. You won't. I won't be able to kick you out.
A bit of what?
A bit of chili sauce on the top. Bit of chili oil is probably the best way to call it.
So from basics, you've made the dough.
Made everything.
You made
the dough. Except got the pig in and found the salami. I've pretty much got everything.
Well, you're a fraud.
A fraud.
you're a fraud in the kitchen.
Can I just say? What a massive weekend in sport it was. Oh, the World Cup's got you now.
Oh, I'm buggered. Oh, God, I can't stop watching. I'm sitting up in the middle of the night here watching Morocco. I've got to get up for radio. I'm watching Morocco.
The Marrakesh Express. Have a listen. This is Peter Drury calling. So Morocco, by the way, an outstanding win last night. They got it done. They shocked Belgium 2-0. The other scores, Costa Rica stunned Japan.
Old legs.
Croatia a class, 4-1 over Canada. But Belgium shocked 2-0 by Morocco. And our man, Peter Drury, went deep into his vocab trick bag as well.
Zakaria Akolol! Moroccan mayhem! Drink it in, Casablanca! Relish it, Rabat! This is your night!
Big scenes over in Qatar over the weekend. And we'll keep a very close eye on this game in Group E at the moment, which is Germany and Spain, a matchup sort of more befitting to the semi-final stage, quarter-final stage, or final stage of a World Cup, typically. But they're clashing in Group E here, second game for both. And Germany really need to win this one.
They posed for any photos pre-game, the Germans?
Didn't look like they protested, but I didn't see, to be fair. And I wonder if they'll mock the opposition today in play like they did in the first game. Possibly not. Spain coming off a 7-0 drubbing as well. So this will be a big game. The Germans have to win to keep their hopes of getting out of this group alive. Can I just say, though, Scoop, my God, I was proud to be an Australian on Saturday night. My God.
It was fantastic, wasn't
it? How good was it? How good were they?
Brilliant stuff.
I follow the game. I'm not in the terraces for the domestic game, jumping around or anything week in, week out, but I understand it and follow it. I don't reckon there's anything that tugs at the heartstrings and the drama as much as watching a national team at the world's biggest sporting event, in this case, in the Socceroos. Like, the game at this level is so intense, so dramatic, so joyous and so heartbreaking. And the Aussies, resilience, grit, endeavour, the desire, the hunger to have a crack, the concentration for the full 90 minutes.
To hang on.
Oh, how could you not be impressed?
Gee, it was good, though. How they just hung on and hung on and hung on and hung on. Thrilled. Absolutely wrapped. And it brings a, you know, what was Thursday morning we take on the Danes?
Yep. We're going, by the way. You and me.
Where?
Fed Square. 2 a.m. We'll go there. You bring the flares. And then we'll roll in here afterwards.
Where do I get the flares from?
What about the flares down at Fed Square?
I go to boating, camping, fishing. Do they have a flare?
Do you
need a license to get a flare? Like, do I need to go and say that's my boat license or something like that? I don't have a boat license.
So when Jeff is working at Aussie Disposals and Jono comes in, the 18-year-old pea plater with his six mates out the back in the Datsun, does he look like a fisherman, you reckon, when he says, I'll have four of your best flares, please?
Surely.
I could be in distress out in Port Phillip Bay within the hour.
Surely. He's in a Raptor with a boat tied on the back of it.
What's the process of boy? I mean, the Fed Square scenes are inspiring the players because we're hearing them talk about it, and they're great. But why are we obsessed with flares? Like, there were people taken to hospital with burns. That's bloody dangerous. Don't bring flares into Fed Square. It's a great atmosphere as it is, isn't it?
It's just part of it.
It's not part of it. It's ridiculous.
But, well, why do they keep doing it? Some, whether it's a minority or not, think it's part of it.
At one stage, the viewership almost reached 2.5 million for Australia v Tunisia. And Australia v Denmark, you'd think now that we've got a real head of steam up, will be huge. So Denmark painted into a corner. We'll get into this with Archie Thompson later. But Denmark have had a costly draw against Tunisia. They lost to France at the weekend. They have to win. So they're going out.
And they're about 8th, 10th in the world?
They're ranked 10 in the world, the Danes. And we drew 1-1 with them 4 years ago. They were in our group as well. 2018.
Oh, they'll be frightened of us.
It'll be very, very tough contest.
I'll get a bit shaky when they see the boxing kangaroo come belting out of the rooms.
But I loved it on Saturday night because, as we know, we're not the most gifted, although that Mitch Duke header was a thing of beauty. We rode our luck at times, but it was one for grit. It was one for heart.
Yeah, and seeing, I love watching the footage of the Aussies leaving the stadium. They caught up some of the parents, and it was just, it was very Australian. You know, great to see the pride that everyone had taken from a win from the Socceroos on the biggest stage.
Milking Bolognese definitely off the text. There's a supportive text for dairy and the Bolognese. Well, I'll be stuffed. Unbelievable.
Well, I haven't started well. My screen here, I've got the show on it, but I've got nothing else. Hey, Brooksy always had it ready.
Well, he's thinking about how much milk he's going to put in his next round of Bolognese sauce.
Yeah, well, it would be nice if he sort of did his job and got the IT person. Although the IT person, we had to send him out for coffee, Nims. Not sure whether he's returned. He came waltzing in here with a bucket before with Nescafe on it. But because the Maccas, we can't get the Maccas at the minute.
Educate us on the flares as well. Homer on the Wharf. Can you ask the listeners what the idea about the flares are? Ridiculous, surely. So Spain are in action at the moment. Have you seen the comments from their manager, Luis Enrique, who played for...
It caught my eye on the weekend.
Real Madrid and Barcelona in his playing days. He's now the manager of the Spain national team. He's a legend in that part of the world. Caught my eye too, because he started doing some press conferences on Twitch in a bid to, I guess, better connect with the younger fan base. But it's led to a more candid approach to press conferences, as it turns out, and a much more loose sort of commentary from the Spain manager. And he was asked what his policy on his players having sex before matches were. And he said, I don't mind players having sex the night before matches, but I draw the line at orgies. If you're at an orgy the night before a match, then obviously that's not ideal. But when I'm a club coach, the players are at home the night before a game and it's not something that worries me at all. So that's okay.
Well, that's good.
Just one's okay. Mm-hmm. Anything multiple, there's going to be an issue for Luis Enrique. What about
boy, goodness gracious me. Can you believe that?
And we play it for you, except it's in Spanish. Oh. But added into the mix is the fact that one of his best players, Ferran Torres, is dating his daughter. So he said, if I see this player score and roll out the baby celebration, the cradle, the sucking of the thumb, I'll chop his head off. So he's good value, Luis Enrique. He's good value. How good's the World Cup, eh? But plenty happening, though. Steve Smith, first test. We haven't spoken about the AFLW yet.
Melbourne, scintillating.
Melbourne 2-7-19. Yep. Brisbane, the home team, 2-3-15. Scintillating. Well, it was gripping.
I watched it.
And?
I was sure it was a really tough contest, and I'm thrilled that Melbourne won the flag. That's great. It was tough and hard, as grand finals should be. I'd like to see a little bit more scoring.
There was one goal between both teams for the entirety of the second half.
Yes.
You want to see a bit more goal mouth action?
Sorry. I just do. I want to see more skill in the game. I know it's developing. Don't everyone get on the text.
It was a fairy tale flag, though, for the pioneer, Daisy Pierce, one of ours here. Now, it was good to see her win the... There's something special when it comes to men, women, whoever, at the very end, getting that premiership that they've taught.
As a showcase, it's very difficult to go to a game and watch that. Great contest, but we need to gloss it up with the goals and the points and the ball movement, and I don't know how we do it. Because that was the thing that took the gloss off it for me. Loved watching it, loved the contest, not because they're, you know, it just fell short because I just wanted to see
they got
some more scoring.
7,500 there, Springfield. Now, you and I
Springfield
were
pretty... Springfield was fine, I thought. You were very harsh on Springfield last week.
I was harsh. Well, anyway, this was Daisy. You gave, actually, it must be said, spoke really well, as she always does. Just a couple of little sort of
clips,
at the final siren. This was Daisy talking about the venue and where Melbourne were playing.
You know, to have to come up here to Brisbane and where the disappointment of that, it lasted about a nanosecond amongst this group. It was like, we don't care where we're playing in a grand final and we're going up there to win it. They invited the wrong team to their housewarming.
They invited the wrong team to their housewarming. Sorry, says this texter, but the AFLW score is embarrassing. They should make the ground smaller for the girls, says another. And then there's a little clip for me. Watch Pepsi, Where's My Jet? Could have been wrapped up in two episodes and would have been better if I didn't know the ending. It's from Chips and Torquay. Might have given a little bit too much away with it was with Kane on Friday. Pepsi, Where's My Jet? It's a good show on Netflix if you haven't seen it.
Did you ask Kane about his marathon?
Yes.
And comparing apples with apples?
No.
You said you would.
Yeah, I did say that. Sorry. I let you down. The Kogan Money Credit Card's packed full of value.
Basic bloke.
Melbourne Airport parking.
Just think about yourself.
Nothing beats $12 a day parking at Melbourne Airport.
I put my emotions on the line. I asked for very little.
Get involved on the Temper 40 Wings text. The consumer's choice winner. Temper mattresses, pillows, adjustable bases. They conform to the exact shape of your body. Matters in Qatar. Spain 0, Germany 0. We're into the 21st minute.
I'm going to struggle with summer breaking now.
Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Simon O'Donnell.
Milk in bolognese is the traditional way to do it. Adds a richness and depth to the flavour. I wouldn't make it without it. I might just be about to be converted here. Cup of milk into the bolognese might be the way to go. Simon, just say how it was with the AFLW Grand Final. It was a shocking game. If that was the men, you would openly say that. That's from Troy.
It was very competitive.
It was competitive.
It needs to score more. You can't sit for four quarters and have a scoreline that we saw yesterday. We've got to somehow make that more invigorating for the person following the game. Fantastic. I'm thrilled for Melbourne, thrilled for Brisbane. They're obviously a very good team as well, and the competition seems to be growing.
I think
we've got to make the spectacle a better one.
Melbourne had been hitting the scoreboard, though, hadn't they? I thought during the year, typically. And Daisy did make mention of the fact after the game that that wasn't one of our games. It didn't look like our game, but we found a way. I seem to remember Melbourne being reasonably prolific in that format this season when it comes to goal scoring. Nevertheless, it wasn't like that in the showpiece game, which is a shame. And I'm interested in the calling of the game as well, you know, like how commentators sign off on things, if you like, Scoob, like Mackay Diva, a champion, becomes a legend, Leo Barry, you star, Jared's Grim Reaper, Simon Hills, Tim Cahill's done it again, LeBron James with no regard for human life was Kevin Harlan, so on and on and on. Jared Waitley did a tremendous job doing justice to Melbourne's men's team's 2021 drought-backing flag with this piece of commentary.
Keep your eye on the red and the blue. At the final bell, it's a grand new flag. 57 years of torment eased and a curse lifted.
A grand new flag was the sign-off from Jared Waitley. And then I'm watching the AFLW grand final yesterday. And that's been in the SEM promos forever, that Jared Waitley call. Grand new flag, great line. Play on the song, of course. And then I heard this on Channel 7.
Zank at the target. And Melbourne, AFLW premiers for the first time. It's a grand new flag.
Now, please. Coincidental or not? Surely. Hey, imitation is the most sincere form of flattery, as they say in the classics. Right. So maybe it's good to be imitated and you take it as a positive. Everything old is new again.
Mm. However, which way you want to look at it?
What way do you want to look at it? Man.
Who was that?
What way do you want to look at it?
I think it's a good comment.
Coincidence? Or not?
There's not many things that Jared's not first at.
One thing that should be noted about yesterday's women's game, it was probably the best umpiring I've watched all year, including all the men's games. The umpires just let the game play. So Melbourne are premiers. We'll catch up with the president, Kate Roffey, out of 8 o'clock as well. Archie Thompson to join us, all things Socceroos. Benny Waterworth, drafts tonight and tomorrow night. First round tonight, of course, you can catch it all on Fox Footy, and Benny's been right across it from the outset. And Aussie cricket legend Brett Lee, as we count down to the first test, Australia and the West Indies over there in Perth later on this week. Questions without notice are still ahead of us as well. We need to talk about the PGA at some point because Cam Smith won it for the third time, the Joe Kirkwood Cup.
The weather played havoc the last couple of days.
Forced off twice yesterday, which wasn't ideal. And I know he loves Ricky Bobby. If you ain't first, you're last. So he was pretty happy with getting it done, Cam Smith. This text came in, though, from Matt. And I'm not sure if this rings true for a lot of you. I didn't see the broadcast live, but Aussie golf fans, Matt says, get 2 to 3 weeks a year to watch their tournament in Australia, and Channel 9 cuts the telecast at 6, with Cam Smith still having 4 to 5 holes to go. No wonder golf struggles. How embarrassing by Channel 9. But there was a 2-hour delay, maybe a 3-hour delay for the weather. So clearly something Channel 9 hadn't budgeted for.
Just before the AFLW Grand Final started, and they were still off when I went back to it at different times during the AFLW Grand Final.
Right, yeah.
That's the best way I can do from a timing point of view, Sam, as I was consuming quite a bit of sport on the weekend.
There was a heck of a shot, though. There was a shot that from Cam Smith when they came back out. He was on the 12th, I reckon. He's on a damp lie. There's a bank, and then there's a tree, and he's got to get it up and down onto the green.
Over the tree?
Yep, and he put it within, I reckon, 2 feet of the hole. It was exquisite. So he was well worth the victory up there. Cam Smith did a magnificent job. His famed short game was absolutely king. Now, we've got a few messages. If you want to listen to the World Cup, Spain-Germany, which is on now, by the way, half an hour played, score is 0-0. Jump on the SEN app. Now, there's a few issues on the app at the moment. The feed is coming from New Zealand, but we're working on getting it up and running. Maybe a few technical difficulties there. So we did have a few messages and we apologise, and it has been noted and there are attempts being made to rectify that. E&S is celebrating the 12 weeks of Christmas, of course. This Friday we'll give away another $1,000 voucher from E&S to start the message with ES Christmas.
Did you see those two Englishmen kicking the soccer ball on Twitter?
No.
Did anyone see that?
No.
Oh.
All right, tell us about it after this break. The call of the year is back. You can call for your chance to win a 2022 Toyota Hilux Rogue. They are Australia's favourite vehicle, the Rogues.
Three out the back. No. You wider, know.
Taller, tougher. Just search Toyota Hilux Rogue.